VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The Israeli Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman has resigned in protest over the Egyptian-brokered ceasefire between Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas. Correspondent Linda Granstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
He says what happened with the ceasefire and deal with Hamas is a capitulation to terror. He says there is no other way to explain it. He was referring to a deal Tuesday with Hamas in Gaza for the ceasefire after Hamas fired more than 400 rockets at Israel and Israel launched dozens of airstrikes on Gaza in return.
Rather than a ceasefire, Lieberman wanted stronger military action against Hamas in Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu defended the decision to halt the fighting, which took lives on both sides. The U.S. Vice President Mike Pence took a hard line Wednesday when he was face-to-face with Aung San Suu Kyi, the de facto leader of Myanmar. He told her there's no excuse for the tragedy of the Rohingya Muslims. He spoke to her at the ASEAN conference in Singapore.
This is a tragedy that has touched the hearts of millions of Americans. The violence and persecution by military and vigilantes that resulted in driving 700,000 Rohingya to Bangladesh is without excuse. The arrest and jailing of two journalists last fall was deeply troubling to millions of Americans, and I look forward to speaking with you about the premium that we place on a free and independent press.
Diplomatic efforts are now underway to bring an end to the fighting for control of Yemen's Red Sea port city of Hodeida. The city is under attack by a Saudi-led pro-government coalition battling Houthi rebel defenders. Britain said the coalition has agreed to allow rebel casualties to be evacuated. This is VOA News. The United Nations warned Wednesday that days of heavy fighting in parts of central eastern Afghanistan has worsened humanitarian conditions. It urged warring parties to ensure safe passage for civilians trying to leave the affected districts. Scores of Afghan security forces and insurgent fighters have been killed, and the conflict has escalated since Saturday with intensified ground operations and airstrikes by pro-government forces. The UN Security Council voted unanimously Wednesday to lift sanctions on Eritrea. Those sanctions had been in place for more than a decade. They blocked arms sales to and from Eritrea and placed travel restrictions on senior government and military officials. Cameroon's restive English-speaking regions are emptying out after renewed military raids on separatist strongholds have left at least 30 people dead in 2 days. The renewed fighting comes barely a week after President Paul Biya, during his inauguration ceremony, warned rebels to drop their guns or be killed. Correspondent Moki Edwin Kinzika reports for VOA from the capital Yaounde, where thousands of fleeing civilians are now arriving.
Some political leaders have called on Biya to initiate dialogue with the separatists. But Biya, who has ruled Cameroon for 36 years, has refused any talks on Cameroon becoming a divided state. Cameroon, a former French colony, has been troubled by unrest since separatists in two English-speaking regions in 2016 said they wished to form a new country. Biya declared war on them, calling them terrorists for attacks that killed government troops.
U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis and the Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen visited the U.S. southern border Wednesday. Thousands of American troops have been deployed there to support Border Patrol agents. The military personnel assigned to help with the border security have been helping with barriers, fencing, and aerial support, but they are legally prohibited from engaging in domestic law enforcement, such as arresting migrants crossing the border. The death toll from the devastating wildfires in California now stands at 50, most of them in the northern part of the state. 200 or more people are unaccounted for. A congressional advisory panel says the purchase of internet-linked devices manufactured in China leaves the United States vulnerable to security breaches that could put critical infrastructure at risk. The U.S.-China Economic and Security Review Commission released its dire warnings in a report on Wednesday. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.